I guess if the NLA, if they, the question was if I have a TLA and an NLA and a format prefixer and each ISP is given 64 bits, do I have 64 bits that I can play around with? Or if they give me an address, will that be unique? Yes, it'll probably be unique if they use global-based addressing. But it depends on whether they, like a university who's given a TLA and an NLA may say, okay, the computer science department has this S site-level aggregator, and they only need, a million machines, so, we'll only give them this many bits, but the biology department may need half of that, so we'll give them a bigger SLA. It depends on how they put the SLA in there. The EUI, the interface on the end, the 64 bits on the end will be unique because it's based off of your MAC address. But it depends on how they, yeah, that's right, because the SLA is in the first 64 bits, so it depends on how the ISP gives it out. Yeah, I got, let me just finish one more slides here, and then I'll take questions for the rest of the time. So, tools need to be ported. And there's a great, Stevens came out with the next Unix network programming book, and he covers IPv6. How do we program IPv6? BOV6. And Netcat V6. Bovis, yeah, the bovine, yeah. So, yeah, I'll have to write Dill and say, yo, Dill, man, when are you bringing out BOV6? Because there's not, right now it's so, in such an infancy stage, there is plenty of opportunity out there to play. And there are probably still, there's tons of security flaws out there, I'm sure. They're just getting, they're just kind of getting rolling. And I just kind of just rambled for a few guesses here, and I put some question marks, renumbering, how you make sure you're renumbering from a correct source. If I go from there to here, how do you prevent routers from doing this? How do you prevent machines? Because now I can renumber and say, if I'm in a new network, go, oh, well, yeah, I am the router right now. You can send everything through me and have a big black hole. And people have set Windows boxes up wrong in labs that I've been at, and then all of a sudden, where it just kind of comes to them, and everything gets routed to them, and it doesn't know what to do with it, and it just drops everything. Mobility, the ability to say, or in a mobile ad hoc network, here, I'm the new router for this room. I can route everything out because I have a connection out the wall, so just send everything to me. And there's, you got to have security for some of these things, and that come around, but... But things need to be ported, tools need to be out there. Anything that's for IPv4 will be for IPv6, and so there's plenty of stuff out there to do. Yeah, go ahead. So this is where I'll take questions right now. Before I take questions, here's the RFCs for IPv6, that Belevin paper I referenced, Bradner's book, and was developed in 96, kind of told like the theory, like why we did this. He took the IETF minutes and said, well, why did we decide 128 bits? Why did we do this? That's a good book. It's different essays. The Deering Internet, that's the base IPv6 protocol. That's the Hutima book we were talking about, IPv6, a paper I ripped a lot of the slides off of, and Richard Stevens at Network Programming Books. The notes, I guess I'll give him the DT or something like that, but... We'll see how it goes. So I guess from now, I've been talking for 50 minutes, so until they kick me out. Yeah. Sites with references. IETF.org will have those refs off of there. The books and the papers, I guess, look them up in the library. Sixbone. Some of the sites are listed in some of those papers and books. So I'd go to those, like the Lee paper. And Hutima probably has some sites in there that you could go play around with and probably download it and install it and get a test address and put yourself on IPv6 and, get a million addresses to yourself. Yeah. Let's go with that in the back over there. Just go. Question is, how do we deal with multi-homing? Because if we put more than the question was, if I have multi-homed hosts, which are different, basically gateways, anything that has more than one, I still got to advertise all of these. Is that right? How's it deal with this? That's the question. Okay, probably based. I mean, I guess it would be based off those prefixes like it was down there. I mean, you still have to do that, but in order for go to 3 or 4, that slide back yonder, hold on. All right, so I'm from the south, all right? I guess right here, if you had different, the ways that things were up. And if my machine both had prefix 3 and prefix 4, I guess it would go to the nearest one. I'm not really sure how that would. I guess it would be done off of the variable length subnet masks. I'm not really sure. Anycast? Well, Anycast actually does an expanding ring search, and they talk about that in Lee's paper, where you just sit there and try to find out where it goes, and eventually you'll find something. Well, now, that's not like the nearest. That's nearest as in hops. So it may not be nearest as in geographic, but... As far as broken links going down, there's stuff that can be done with that, but
IPv4, because we've been playing with it so long, the exploits, let's say reach day. We found all the exploits already. I think we're starting all over again with IPv6. The way Microsoft's gonna implement this is probably gonna suck. And there are gonna be a lot of exploits in the beginning of oops, well they didn't ping of guess.
Yeah.
There's a new attack there. I think what are our impacts with a new protocol being implemented across multiple platforms?
I'll answer that in a second. Hold on. Okay, if anybody wants a question, I'll be outside. They just said we only have this room till 1, and they've got to set up for something else. So I'll meet you outside.